Second half, just went ghost, right? Nah. We were running the ball great. And that's what we wanted to set the foundation as we were going to run on them and run the clock out. And it's unfortunate we had two fumbles, and that's what happened.
You looked a little incredulous when the ball was not given to the Browns after Duke's fumble.
For this team, like I always say, you know, like for this team and for the city and, you know, like I always say for the coaches, like, do I get tempered on the sideline? Absolutely. Because I want to win, you know. And some guys handle things the wrong way. Sometimes it's the right way. I don't know. I wear my frustration and, you know, stuff on my sleeve sometimes. And sometimes it gets the best of me. But, like, that's how bad I want it. And sometimes it comes across a bad way. But I don't mean it like that. So when I saw that, I was very mad. And obviously I didn't agree with the call because me and Duke was sitting there holding the ball. So, but it is what it is. It's over with. We can't do anything about it now. So.
When you watch that tape, can you believe that they made that call?
I can't believe it. I mean, I think they thought the ball was still in the pile, yeah. And me and Duke was tapping the refs and saying, "Hey, we got the ball right here." I don't know.
Bro, did you expect to get more snaps at quarterback than just that?
Nah, I just do what the coach says. You know, if he calls a play, I go. If not, we don't.
I know you guys can only control what you can control, but do you feel like at some point something's going to swing in your favor? It seems like every week it's another injury, another injuries, bad breaks, et cetera.
Yeah, we lost center Telfer, you know, hell of a blocker Telfer is. And we lost, you know, our center, you know, Ritter. I thought he was doing a pretty good job, you know, before he got hurt. And this is like nothing can go right, but I think that's at times, you know, where we got to just push harder and you know, just play better. You know, that's definitely start first and foremost with myself. You know, I don't think I had the best game in terms of just overall, you know, blocking. I take pride in that, and I just thought, you know, no matter, I don't have an excuse. You know, I just got to be better, and I got to be better, you know, and it starts with, you know, myself, hold myself accountable. And we'll get that on Sunday coming up, and I'll work hard to even be better.
After the game, was it just, you know, the frustration of, again, what happened with Duke fumble, and just losing, just how bad you wanted? Was that it? You just expressing your emotions after the game?
A wise man once told me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. So. I stuck to those, to that wise quote or that wise, you know, information, and just went with that.
I know you enjoyed your first touchdown.
Yeah.
Is there any part you wish you had held back on the celebration, given the penalty?
Absolutely. You know, I don't want to hurt my team, but I don't know, man. I was just, you know. You got a battle going on with a great corner, you know, and, you know, we were down 14-0 and we came back, you know, so that, I mean, I was juiced up. That's point blank period. There's nothing else I can say about that. You know, I apologize to my teammates, you know, especially, you know, the coaches and especially special teams coach, because I put them in a bad bind, but juices was flowing, man.
Are they taking the fun out of the game, though, with some of these rules and celebration penalties? I mean, I grew up watching the Icky Shuffle. And
yeah.
It seems like they're legislating the fun out of it.
I don't know. I don't know. I think so. If you let go of some stuff, you know, there's kids involved and stuff like that. So kids are watching it, and I don't know. So there's a lot of gestures, and guys do some crazy gestures. And, you know, it's something that we're trying to get away from the youth. So – I can see where they're trying to say, you know, this point blank period, this is what we're cutting out. So it is what it is.
If you would have put the ball down and not used it, you could have gotten away with it.
Yeah, yeah. Probably. They said I had no clue. I didn't know that what they call it, a prop. Yeah, I had no clue that you couldn't. I didn't know that. I mean, it's my first touchdown as a wide. I
didn't know you could hit a bow and arrow.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, Hey, players make plays. You know, he made a great play. It is what it is. But at the same time, you know, I didn't know that was a bad celebration, and you weren't allowed to do that. I didn't know that. So, I'm glad I learned my lesson.
Thank you.
Did you feel that in the second half, that running game, mm-hmm. it looked like it had you on your way? Could you feel it out there that defense was starting to really
punished
by that?
Yeah, they were. You could tell they were about to say uncle, as Hugh Jackson would say, Coach Hugh. And and I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, geez, you know, we're battling our butts off, you know, every game, and you know, I don't know if it's us, you know, not being able to catch a break. I don't know what it is, you know, and because like I tell you guys all the time, we practice hard. I don't know. This is a very good team. I've been saying that, and I think, you know, I believe we're going to keep on making strides and we're going to win games and stuff like that. But it's crazy how, you know, so many times we're up and we're in the game and beating them, and then something goes wrong, you know. So we just got to find that, what it is. And I think what it is we just got to keep believing in what Coach Hugh brings to us, you know, and what he tells us in the meeting room. And we just got to bring it out there, because usually when he says, you know, he's talking about the rushing game, he said that, you know, we're going to lead the league in the rushing. And guys, you know, I think guys believed it, but I don't know. But I think his scheme and all that. And I think if we just believe in what he's saying and we try to our best of our ability and try to approach it like that and really listen to the details and get after it, you know, I think, you know, we'll be fine, you know. There's a lot of games left and a lot of possibilities left. So we're ready, and we just got to keep on taking those appropriate steps.
Terrell, even though you were only targeted four times in the second half and the focus was really on the run, after the game, mm-hmm. Josh Norman, you know, came out and said that, you know, he went to a dark place and he shut you down in the second half. And I don't know, what do you make of that?
I mean, I don't know. First half, I mean, the guy's a great player. First half, he's press cover. Second half, he's playing off coverage and zone. So that's all I'll say.
Is there a tribute to LeBron?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, you know. Growing up, I mean, he was always one of my, you know, just watching him. He's great. So something I felt I wanted to do if I scored, and is what it is.
You said how good you think this team really is, and you look the last 3 weeks, you could just as easily be 3-1 with a play here and there. Is that something that resonates within the locker room that you guys realize?
What's crazy about the league is that, like, all it takes is two plays, you know, and the game's changed. That's all that happened to us. I mean, we're going in on a 10-yard line, fumble. We score there. You know, guy pressure bust pipes sometimes, you know, so we go up by 10 right there, and you never know. I mean, that's actually might be our first victory, you know. So three plays got out of our hand, and we gotta do better. And I don't think it's effort, and I don't think it's we gotta come together even more and go after it.
Have you been a long-time Tom Brady fan?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if so, you know, when you look ahead to this game, you know, he's coming off the four-game suspension. I mean, can you imagine what this is going to be like?
It will be a circus, I know that, you know, from a standpoint of the media. But, I mean, he's earned that, you know. He's great. One of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game, point-blank period, you know. So we got to be on our A game, we know that. And, we know that as a team, you know, we got to come together and have a great practice week and be ready to battle.
Terrell, what are your impressions of Kessler through his first two starts? What kind of growth have you seen?
I think he's great. I think he's doing a great job. He's managing the games well. Not turning, you know, besides the last one, but didn't turn the ball over. You know, and that's all you need, really. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that are been starting for a long time, and they manage it. And I think he does more than that because he's pretty darn good on third down. And that's something that Cody does an excellent job at. He gets the ball out. You know, he gets to redirects the line to the right places, and we're converting on third downs, which is a positive. You know, and he's just saying keep on getting better and growing. And I'm very proud of him, and glad to call him my teammate.